time for another edition of Retirement Approved with the great team from RW Paul and Associates. Got Matt and Steve here with me to talk about investing, finance, and retirement. And you got to know when to hold them, boys. You got to know when to fold them. That's going to be the conversation piece this week. I want to talk about a couple points today. Difficulty on picking individual stocks. I want to talk about experts getting it wrong. Doomsday entertainment, fear sells, right? And just really kind of the difference between entertainment investing, I suppose, or entertainment financials versus actual financial planning. With that said, what's going on, Matt? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. A little bit bummed that the Lions weren't in the Super Bowl there and I had to watch two teams that I don't care about.
Yeah. Same. I think most of the country was that way. It's like I've never seen so many people disinterested in a Super Bowl. So, hey, that's okay.
At least you got to watch the Super Bowl. I was playing Dr. Dad. All three of my kids and my wife all had the flu. So it's like I'm just running around taking orders. They were sleeping. Super Bowl came on. I passed right out. I didn't watch 1 minute of it.
Nice. I saw that Meijer's was, that's a local Michigan grocery store for folks who aren't in the area checking this out, were selling cakes that said, whoever versus who cares, go Lions.
That's how I felt about it. Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty great.
And who cares won.
And who cares one? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's get into today's topic. You know, so we got to know when to hold them. We got to know when to fold them. So let's get into wherever you guys want to start, you know, kick it away, whoever wants to roll. But you think about like the difficulty of picking stocks and you know, we got all these shows and infotainment, I suppose, right? So there's any place you want to go.
If we're going to talk about financial planning, stock picking, and entertainment, we got to start with Jim Cramer, right?
Okay.
Of course.
All right. And I want to throw a chart up. It's Facebook's performance chart or Meta's performance chart going back a few years. When Jim was telling everyone, you got to buy this. You got to buy this. This company is great. It's phenomenal. Continue to own it. Continue to buy it. And while he was doing that, it just continued to fall. And if you go to like May of 22, that's when Jim, I think, was going, I should have been a weatherman. this is getting rough. Those guys can be wrong. No one ever complains about it. But he was just
like
getting...
He should have been like the guy, the weather guy, Jim, Jim Cantor on the Weather Channel.
There you go. He doesn't get dragged on Twitter all the time. So, and then it just continued to fall. And you look at October of 2022, that's when he finally issued that apology on TV. I'm really sorry. I got this one wrong. I apologize, everyone. And I swear from that point on, that stock just bounced like a basketball and just continued to just do nothing but go up. Wow. A lot of our clients, a lot of my friends ask, when did you go all in into this stock? And that's the last thing that you want to do. So during times of extreme volatility, when a stock is falling like this, you do want to buy it. You just want to buy it in small chunks. And that's what we started to do. We already owned it and we continued to DCA in. So we started buying mid 2022. It wasn't timing the market perfectly, right? But as we continued to buy it, we get some really strong buys in. You look a few years out, doing very well. That's what you want to look at when the market turns on you. Watch Cramer, enjoy it, but it's entertainment.
Yep. Facebook pulled off a 4 to 5x since that local bottom that Jim notoriously marked, and that's why there's a company out there that actually launched a ETF that just inverses his stock picks. Now I would not recommend anyone buy that. It is a little mean. It's only got like 2 million of assets in it, so not worth owning too much of a spread. But he has probably one of the hardest jobs in all the finance. He's got to talk about stocks all day, every day. Even if he's not interested in stocks for that day, he's got to talk about something on his show. So he's going to get some wrong. He's going to get some right. But
he wasn't wrong. It was a great stock. I mean, three billion monthly users. I mean, it was an incredible stock. It was bad timing.
What we call capitulation, when you finally just throw in the towel and say, enough is enough. I'm sorry. Here we go. But I don't watch CNBC. I don't watch Mad Money at all. Now, the only way you could get me to watch CNBC's Mad Money is to cast someone different. And I would want to see Nancy or Paul Pelosi in there because their stock picks are just unbelievable.
It's almost like they have insider information or something, right? It's weird.
Yeah, and it's completely legal.
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of good old Nancy, it's a nice segue into our next topic here. We're going to be talking about sinning.
Oh boy.
Hey, we said we were going to have some fun on this show. So
this is very
true. Sorry. No more talking about Nancy.
So
I don't know. Maybe Paul's better at sinning. I don't know.
So the seven sins of investing is what Steve is referring to. And that's something we wrote about in the book, Retirement Approved. And we're talking about everything from greed to fear. We equate envy to stock picking because you see your neighbor that got rich off of Tesla or your buddy that got rich off of NVIDIA stock these days. That's the popular one.
You're going to mention NVIDIA. I just said I wouldn't talk about Nancy Pelosi anymore. What are you doing here?
Oh boy!
Oh, that's right. That's the one that she went to visit, right?
And it's then, not the only and, one.
Well, yeah, but yeah. She went and paid a visit, and then yeah.
He set me up. Boy.
So,
all right, that's it. I promise.
Throw me off. So. The other sins, we're talking about market timing, panic selling, things that just cause investors harm over the long run. They're generally going to be emotional reactions. So the best thing to look at over the last few years is that March of 2020 crash we saw during COVID. We call that the doomsday when all these predictors came out and started throwing out their quotes that we'll go ahead and throw that chart on the screen. And for those who don't see it, it just marks March of 2020 and all these people coming in and saying, hey, literally George Soros, we're going to have the worst bear market in my lifetime. Or John Hussman, I continue to see expect the S&P to lose 2/3 of its value over the coming years. And wow. That's scary. A lot of people are going to hop out of the market when they hear experts like that.
Yeah. Those are some big names. Those are some really big names. And, you got to remember, we talked about it in the last show. Fear sells. I mean, and this is some doomsday type stuff right here. So this is going to create headlines. You just need to be really careful. I mean, I my dad was a big quote guy. I swear, so many quotes. And the one that always stuck with me was the really simple Warren Buffett quote. You know, buy when others are fearful, sell when others are greedy. And this is when you want to slowly start accumulating, especially if you're a younger investor. And you got that long-term bucket, or you could be in retirement and it's like, hey, I've got my RMDs coming and I'm not using all of them. That's when you want to start maybe buying in your non-qualified, your after-tax account.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that other one too, though. You got to have a little fun with that. Warren said something about rising tide will lift all boats, but it's only when it goes back out you can see who's swimming naked, something like that.
Yeah, there's, I'd swear, a million quotes from that guy. But
yeah.
We'll go ahead and throw this chart up on the screen. This is when markets in turmoil errs. And this show, Steve, I think has aired, is that about 100 times? Can you see that?
There's a lot of green numbers there. Yeah, and it shows, I mean, when this show airs, typically marks the bottom or comes gosh darn close. I mean, you look at this and yeah, you're about right. I would say there's close to 100 shows here. And every single time after that show is aired, the returns are positive if you look a year out. So it's a great buying signal. It's a great bottom signal there.
Yeah, and funny enough, you can see that last box on there, which was 2022, it aired, and it was in the red, I think, every single day until that last day of the year, and it finally flipped green. We were all watching, like, okay, 100 for 100, we're good to go.
Really?
But, yeah, the next section we want to talk about is track record investing. So that is just looking at a strategy and saying, hey, it's performed well. I should own that. It's beat the market. I'll throw my money in there, and I should beat the market, right? But my favorite thing to look at right now is this book here, Money, Master the Game by Tony Robbins. Came out in 2014. Phenomenal book. I actually recommend it to anyone. But in this book, Tony Robbins talks about a strategy by Ray Dalio, and he runs the largest hedge fund out there, I think $124 billion.
Giant in our industry.
$124 billion,
yep.
That's a lot.
So it gained a lot of fame in 2008. In 2008, the S&P was down 40. He was down less than 4 in this all-weather strategy that Tony Robbins talks about here. But what I want to do is show you a quote from this book, page Bob Prince, the co-chief investment officer at Bridgewater, describes the uniqueness of the all-weather approach. Today, we can structure a portfolio that will do well in 2022, even though we can't possibly know what the world will look like in 2022. So they said that all the way back in 2014. And Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Guess what they did in 2022?
Since 2022 was pretty rough, I'm going to say down. You want a specific number?
Sure. Go for it.
12%.
Not a bad guess. That would have been their worst year on record. They're down over 20.
Nice. Okay.
Reason
well,
being,
not nice, but yeah.
Hey, yeah, you did good. You did good.
Yeah.
But it's a tough thing to manage a strategy that's just going to do well in any type of season of investing. And what they didn't factor in is they were very heavy in long-term bonds. And we talked about it episode one, long-term bonds got crushed in 2022. So that's what happened there. And a lot of this comes from the issue of back-testing portfolios and saying, hey, it did well in this environment, or it has done well. It should continue to do well. And that's just not true.
Well, isn't that the point, though? So the way you just kind of phrased that, and we'll bring up our last point here. We'll get into some little diversification. But you want to retire really in any economy because we don't have control. It ain't like you can call up the White House on a hotline and go, hey, can you make sure the economy is kind of kicking for me because I'm retiring next year, right? They're not going to oblige. So you got to be able to weather all kinds of storms. And is that accomplished through diversification?
Absolutely. You got to build from the core out because you don't know what the sequence of returns is going to be. You don't know if you're going to start out with some really strong years or some really bad years up front. So here we always build from the core out. We want safe investments. And then once we know our clients' goals are met, we can generate safe income, bond interest, dividend interest. We can create a strong yield, maybe possibly use a fixed index annuity to generate income, build a pension. Beyond that, once we know that that's taken care of, our clients' goals are met in whatever type of year we could possibly see, then we can look to go after a little bit more growth, take on some more risk outside of that.
In other words, it's not about that hot stock. It's not about that track record of 20, 30 years, and it's certainly not about time in the market.
Yeah, you got to have that diverse strategy, right? So there's no one magic pill, you know. I've been working on losing weight, lost quite a bit of weight to start the year, but there was no pill that did it, right?
I had not to the make Ozempic some people would tell you otherwise.
Well, that's true, but then a lot of people say that it comes back on when you quit. So
that and it turns your stomach into a zombie. But
yeah.
What are the long term effects? Yeah, there's no up only account. You know, we're not. I mean, we get it right here. We get it right a good majority of the time, but we also will get it wrong. Everyone gets it wrong in this industry.
Yeah.
The only problem is we just get blasted on Twitter when we do get it wrong, like poor Jimmy. So it's going to happen. It's just how you structure the portfolio from the beginning. Have you built a portfolio that's able to get through those bad years? Because we're going to have them.
Also want to mention, so anytime we're talking about charts, I know a lot of people are driving, listen to this, go to our website and just click on episode 2 and all the charts will be right there.
Yep, right there under podcast. And again, you can go check that out. Easy enough, just stop by rwpaul.com. That's rwpaul.com. Before we go, I'm going to spend a little bit of your guys' money, though. So we're going to put a little something up here soon. If you do need some help and you reach out, the guys will give you an advanced or a free copy or whatever you want to call it of the book when it comes out. I'm going to spend their money for them.
Sure thing.
But it'll be coming out soon. So if you want to check that out, the book is named and the podcast is named after the book. So kind of all goes hand in hand right there. But again, if you need to check it out in video form, you can find us on audio form, Apple and Spotify, and then video form on YouTube. And you can find all that information back at the main website, rwpaul.com. That's rwpaul.com. Anything else, guys, before we go?
Good to go.
All right. Well, this has been Retirement Approved, and we'll catch you next time here. We'll drop a couple of these a month. So get your retirement going in the right direction. Get it stamped for approval with the team from RW Paul. And Associates, Richard W. Paul and Associates. We'll see you next time here on Retirement Approved.
Retirement Approved is brought to you by Richard W. Paul and Associates, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Throughout the presentation, we may generally discuss different financial vehicles. However, nothing we say should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle, nor should it be used to make decisions today about your investments or insurance. For full disclosures, check the show notes of today's episode.